Oh, we got a cowboy gracing your screen right now. Pro Bowl defensive end, and not just any cowboy, DeMarcus Lawrence, also a Walter Payton nominee, which I think is even a bigger deal.
Yes.
So huge kudos to you on all the work you're doing.
Yeah, thank you.
Honestly, so impressive to make the time and do that, paint it forward. And you're joining us on behalf of Ascent Protein.
Ascent Protein, yes.
I try to get about 120 grams a day.
You probably can pick it up to 200.
Pick it up? 200?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 200 grams. Is
okay,
perfect for
200.
You.
Okay,
yeah, Ascent is a great brand. My partner Tony, Tony Pollard, he is an ambassador of the brand, and he actually brought it in the locker room, and I tried it out before a game, and I was like, wow, this is one of the best proteins I had. And then, trying out their post-workout protein and, just how I had my body feeling, I was amazed. Yeah. So, yeah.
You should probably send some to Shannon because he's looking a little slim.
We could get him a little beef up.
By the way, that hat's fire. I love that. Let go and let God. All right. Tell me this, though. First time ever a Super Bowl in Vegas.
Yes.
What do you think of this experience?
Didn't expect the weather to be this cold, pulling up to Vegas, but it's definitely an experience of the lifetime. I wish my team was here. We was enjoying it on the field, but
I'll let them pick it up from there.
Go ahead, Shannon.
You mentioned how you wish your team was here. Mm-hmm. What happened and why your team isn't here?
All honesty, I think the main thing is who's burned out, man. Long season, team dominantly healthy throughout the season. The legs get tired, but also, you got to give hats off to Green Bay, man. They came out with a great game plan, rolling out towards Micah and then running away from me. I feel like, that's what they needed to, get their game started, and they jumped on us fast. And
what about adjustments?
Yeah, adjustments, man. Feel like we went in the locker room and, we came out, ready with our adjustments, but still didn't go the way that we planned to go.
When you say you're retired in a long season, I mean, it's not like D-Law, you guys played like 18, 19 games, and the other teams played 40 games.
Yeah.
Everybody played the same number of games up until that point.
Yeah.
And we've seen this over the last couple of years with you guys. Played really good in the regular season, and then in the playoffs, we don't see that same intensity. We don't see that same ferocity. We don't see that same offensive juggernaut and the defensive staple. What seems to happen once playoffs roll around?
Man, if I had answers, we'll be in the Super Bowl right now. I feel like, their lessons learned, being able to, take those losses and understand, the type of situations that we're in and, how to handle them going forward is the only thing we can do, to all my teammates, that's what we're going to do.
Let me take it from here. D-Lo, it's good to see you, my brother.
Good to see you.
Let me say this, okay? I'll make a statement, and then after that, I got a couple of questions. Number one, contrary to popular belief, I got a whole bunch of boys on the Dallas Cowboys. I don't root against y'all. I can't stand your damn fans, okay? So them damn Cowboy fans get on my nerves. I truly mean it when I say they're the most nauseated, disgusting fan base in American history. They get on my last damn nerves, and I love seeing them miserable. But I always want y'all to get paid. I want y'all to be successful. I just want them to be miserable. So I just want to get that out of the way first. And all the Cowboys that know me know how I feel about that. Having said that, I will say this to you. We've made a lot of statements about the coaching. We don't know if y'all got the right coach. The quarterback, we don't know if y'all have the level of belief in the quarterback, or if he has the level of belief in himself when it really, really counts. How legitimate, how off kilter are we when we bring that level of skepticism or cynicism to the quarterback and to the coaching for the Dallas Cowboys?
Yeah, man, that's a hard pill to swallow. I have the utmost faith in my quarterback. Each and every time he step on the field, one thing, that I can't accept is, like Shannon said, adjustments.
Right.
Us being able to see what's going on and being able to make those adjustments so we can go out, and have a great game. But, yeah, man, I got the utmost faith in my quarterback. I believe in his work ethic and what he does each and every game. And, yeah.
I also asked you about your coach. How you feel about the coach?
Oh, man, you know, got the utmost respect for Mike. I know he's going to do a great job putting a good group of coaches together. Mm-hmm. And, yeah.
When y'all lost this game to the Green Bay Packers, when y'all walked that off that field, was it just about the loss, or did y'all have fear that change was coming because of the manner in which y'all lost?
Yeah, me personally, I definitely had fear. You know, being able to be in the league for 10 years, I understand, you know, especially after a season like that, what goes down. Sure. And, you know, shout out to Dan Quinn. I know he got a job in Washington, right. You know, so knew it was going to happen. I just didn't know how it was going to, you know, happen.
Got it. Yeah.
DeMarcus, let me ask you this. So Micah Parsons has said, I hope we go out and get all the players we need this year because we didn't do it this past year. What do you think is the move that needs to be made?
I mean, that's out of my area of expertise. You know, I leave that up to, you know, our coaches and, you know, our scouts to, you know, make sure they're looking at the proper talent that we need. You know, because me personally, I think, like last year, we had all the talent we needed. You know, we just ain't get the job done. So
that's what I like to
hear.
What
do you attribute that to, though? If you have the talent.
Like I said earlier, you know, making sure you're not tired, you know, and just focus and determination. You know, all football players are chasing one goal, so your focus got to be, you know, at the utmost,
you know,
especially at that time.
Are all the Cowboys chasing that one goal? Because I hear the adage, we them boys, but yeah. Now I hear one of your best players say, we need more boys. So are you them boys, or do you need more boys?
Well, that's what he thinks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what he thinks.
So you don't need any more boys?
Nah, man. I think that's the job of the coaching staff to make sure the talent that you have in the room is properly fed and, you know, make sure that they have everything they need to go out on Sunday and win games.
Yeah, Jerry, hold on. Are you hearing what I'm hearing?
I'm hearing.
Jerry Jones worth 12, 13 billion.
Yeah.
Y'all got the state-of-the-art facilities.
Cab room, though.
Huh?
Cab room. Look here.
Cap room.
Yeah, ain't no cap. Y'all get state-of-the-art breakfast, lunch, yeah. And dinner.
Right. Uh-huh.
Y'all got nutritionists like the yin-yang. They're giving you the best protein, the meal replacements, the recovery drinks. Come on, D-Law. Give me something more.
You heard him. Focus.
Yeah.
They got to all be focused, and they were a little tired.
Yeah. But
you
see,
read between the lines,
when I said they were unfocused and there are other things going on in Dallas, people just, how you know you ain't in the locker room?
I'm applaud D-Law from this perspective. He can only – listen, you ain't going to dime out your players like that, your teammates, but you are right. You are right with the points that you bring up. You ain't wrong, but he's right to avoid it,
yeah,
and I get it,
sure.
And I understand it. But in the end, what I'm saying is this. I'm looking at your talent because you are great. And I'm looking at a couple of guys. And I believe y'all got some great talent on there, all right?
Yeah.
Even though Swag Goose's definition of great is different than mine. But I get all of that. But at some point in time, I really believe some of y'all, not talking about you, not talking about Micah, not talking about you, but some of these cats cannot handle the spotlight that comes with playing for Big D. And I think, I ain't asking you to name no names, but as a player,
yeah.
You gotta admit I'm right when I say you do see that as a player in other players that when the lights get bright, they can't handle it.
I mean, I think that's for any player, you know. But you know, especially in Dallas, you know, the atmosphere that we have to play in and the circumstances, man,
it's different.
You know,
it's different.
It's like
it's
a Super Bowl every Sunday.
It's
so,
it's a different,
you know,
level.
Being that, you know, love Dallas, but I feel like it also takes respect off of the Super Bowl. You know, if you got to play a Super Bowl every Sunday, you know, kind of takes that away. Mm. So
decent. That's a good point.
That's a really interesting
point.
Speaking of the Super Bowl,
that's
we'll
right.
take you off the hot seat, or I should say cold seat. Can you believe how freezing it
Man,
is right now? I'm sorry.
So
I have a full-blown blanket on set.
You know,
let's talk about this Super Bowl, though. Who do you have winning? You think Mahomes is going to go for his third, or do you think Brock Purdy and the Niners pull off the unbelievable, going from Mr. Irrelevant to winning the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great game, but I'm going to have to go with experience. You know, Pat done been here before. You know, he know what it takes to win, and he's probably going to do it.
Going with the Chiefs.
Yeah, going with the Chiefs.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Before we let you roll, anything else you want to tell us about what you're doing with the Scent Protein?
Yeah, mostly I'm taking it every day for my post-workout.
How many grams do you get a day?
I don't know. I just do two scoops.
Okay.
Yeah, two scoops, call it a day.
Two scoops.
But just being able to have the type of minerals and nutrients that my body needs for the recovery is absolutely great.
Okay. Yeah, because we don't want you tired.
That's your job
as
a leader.
We don't want you tired next season,
and
focused.
Your job as the leader is to make sure everybody is ready to play every single Sunday. That's your job.
Yep.
That's your responsibility.
Yep.
You're the veteran guy on the defense. There might be a better player than you, but you've been there the longest. You are responsible for that.
I appreciate that explanation, Shannon, but I think you said it best the other day when you said we were on the air last week and you talked about how before every game, especially the big games, you would sit up there and look at the players and go like this.
Don't let it be you.
Yeah. Listen, heavy is the crown. It's a lot of pressure. I get it. I have to get these two guys ready every Monday, Tuesday. It's tough.
We don't have to get her ready.
Shannon gets a little nervous. I have to give him pep talks. Shannon, it's okay. You're a Hall of Famer. You can do this.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, look who's here. Wait. Chad Ochocinco?
No,
indeed. He thought he was coming to Miami. We see you.
Sir.
Nightcap has become daycap. I've been watching Nightcap, and I got to say, that damn Ochocinco be wearing some fly shit.
Yes, sir. You boys are a little wild.
He got to give me a pair of those.
All right. Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part, each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code TAKE. That's code TAKE. Visit vividseats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture X card. Earn unlimited 2X miles in everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges and a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. Unlock a whole new world of travel with a Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
You know, he's like Beyonce, one name status. Ocho.
Ocho.
Is this daycap?
Huh?
Is this daycap?
This is daycap.
Can I ask the first question?
Yes, sir.
What you doing here? Huh? Who invited you? He that little brother that you don't really like to take play because you never know how he gonna behave.
But you got to get the brother. You got to the little brother. The brother was saying he wanted to come on First Take.
Right.
I had to get him on First Take.
I appreciate you. I love you. Thank
Same
you.
Here, brother.
Obviously, I know you're responsible for me being here too. Molly, it's good to see you.
Yeah, I love this.
Listen,
fit.
You guys brought me here. I'm not leaving. I'm telling you now.
Help our ratings.
Huh?
Help the ratings.
Just sign me. We can do this right here. Talk to the big boss.
You ain't what you call it. So you didn't get the memo.
Well, it's not cold.
Yeah, okay.
I know you got like the pea coat. You look good.
Steven and Molly came to be cute and cold.
I didn't know, man.
What, you got the memo, Steven.
You always saying that. You always lying to me. We get the memo. We always getting at the 11th hour, 59th minute, man.
I know.
Okay.
You got to rub it in.
Shannon,
got to rub it in.
Tomorrow I'm going to be in a chinchilla. I'm going to be in a
chinchilla.
I don't care.
I don't put it past you. You'll probably do it,
too. Yeah, I probably will.
You'll probably do it.
All right. Let's get into it.
Yes.
Let's talk some football, shall we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
so the status of Chiefs wideout Kadarius Toney is uncertain heading into Super Bowl 58 this weekend. Toney did not pop up on Casey's injury report for this week in his practice, but Andy Reid says he's taking it day by day.
Yeah.
We'll see how that goes. He's been practicing, and we'll just see whether he's up or not.
All right, Shay, you're up first. Tell me this. Should the Chiefs play Toney in the Super Bowl?
I'm going to play him. When's the last time he played? He didn't play in the playoffs, and they've been very good without him. I'm not playing him. That's just me. I think they've gotten used to playing without him. Patrick Mahomes has the utmost confidence in the games that the receivers have played since he's gone out. And Ocho, you and I, we talk about this all the time. Rashee Rice has taken that next step, step that you want. And for a rookie to take the step that he took during the middle of the season from all the drops and not playing up to standard, now you look at him, he's playing like a veteran guy. And we know Travis Kelce is going to be Travis Kelce. I personally would not play Kadarius Toney. I'm going to be surprised if he's in uniform on Sunday.
I would play him. Listen, I understand the drops. I understand the offsides. I understand the struggles that they had offensively with Kadarius Toney. But this is the biggest game of them all. I want all weapons on deck for Patrick Mahomes so he doesn't have to be Superman, so he doesn't have to do so much. Rashee Rice is playing well. Travis Kelce is playing well. What happens if you add that other dynamic and you get that Kadarius Toney with confidence? Let him touch the ball early, get out there, and have a little fun in the biggest game.
You say that.
Well, let me say this to y'all. First, there's a couple of things. It's love to see nightcap on day cap right here. That's number one. Proud of
you
y'all, man.
You two are wild.
Y'all, listen, proud of y'all. Keep doing y'all thing. I watch y'all every chance I get. I'm real proud of y'all. Let me say this. I get where Ocho Cinco's coming from with all of this, okay? Especially when I think about what Toney did in the Super Bowl last year. Yes. Now, I'm not satisfied with what I've seen him do this year, dropping passes, having a lot of problems, and running his damn mouth, to be quite honest. I mean, you really need to shut the hell up. You really need to shut the hell up, because you haven't had a season where you're going to sit up there and scream to the world, I'm not injured, I'm not injured, I'm not injured. You know, you're undermining the organization and not taking into account. Listen, they were doing you a favor by alluding to the injury, as opposed to saying, we just didn't want you on the damn
ground.
We just didn't want. So you're not appreciating that. But having said all of that, like Ocho Cinco just says, the biggest game of the year, all hands on deck. And you never know what emergency you might have where you might require that extra body. I get what you're saying, Shannon. You're not wrong. It's just that if I'm going to roll a dice, it's going to be in the Super Bowl. I'm going to take my chance.
Yeah. Nah. Yes. They went on the road to Buffalo. They were not even supposed to be in the Super Bowl. Right. They went on the road to Buffalo, and the receivers played exceptional well. They go to Baltimore, who's going to probably have the league's MVP and the number one defense in football. And they did quite well without Kadarius Toney. I'm not going to bring him in. Okay. Remember, we talked about Mark. You and I talked about it on Nightcap.
Yeah.
Bringing back Mark Andrews, who'd been out of 6-7 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Why bring him back?
I have to say something about you, Shannon Sharpe. You're not a very forgiving person.
No.
But you're not a very – I figured that out. You're not a very forgiving person, Shannon. Let me tell you why. Because when the Kadarius Toney, when one of the first things you brought up, why did Giants let him go? You reminded everybody.
Yes.
What the hell? He did something wrong there.
Yes.
So you bring those receipts. You understand?
Yes.
All I'm trying to say is Ocho Cinco, one would argue, has a more compassionate side. He's willing to give the brother another chance.
I know what Kadarius Toney can do. I know what a Kadarius Toney with confidence can do. Getting him the ball early. It doesn't have to be anything extravagant. Let him touch it. A screen, smoke, reverse play. Once he gets set in his head, you know what? They trust me. He's going to be another dynamic offensive player for them in the biggest game.
They did that, Ocho. You bet me $200. I bet he don't have another drop. I bet he don't have a drop to lead to an interception. Now tell the people at home what happened.
So have you not ever had a drop before?
$200.
Have you ever not had a drop before? I'm
yes.
just asking you. Okay.
But not after.
So at some point you have to be forgiven, especially based on the game that they have coming up Sunday.
I didn't drop in game one, game two, game three. It led to interception. Line up outside. That ended up costing
That's
my
true.
Team the game. Drop. And I talk about, oh, I'm healthy. I'm a number one receiver. If they give me the ball, I never did all that.
Okay. All right.
That is a lot. That is a lot, Ocho.
It's a lot. But listen, I'm very forgiving.
Well,
I'm all for second chances, especially in a game like this, so Patrick Mahomes doesn't have so much on his shoulders.
What about third chances? Four chances?
God said turn another cheek. Yeah.
You only got two.
He said he's forgiving. Chad,
you hear that
well? You know a lot about offense.
Yes.
Which of these offenses do you like better? They're different.
They're completely different. Obviously, the quarterbacks in each one. I think Patrick Mahomes has to do more with less. And, I mean, if you switch him with the 49ers, my goodness. Dynasty wouldn't be close.
Right.
But what Brock Purdy, this offense is dynamic. It's special. Similar to that of the Warriors. I don't even watch basketball. But the Warriors, when they had Kevin Durant,
okay,
that's how I see their offense. And they what they ask Brock Purdy to do,
right,
he does just that and not too much.
The simple answer to the question is San Francisco because of the personnel.
Yes.
And CMC is really the key because he's a guy you can dip and dunk to and your offense could still look spectacular.
Yes, right.
So if you got to throw the ball vertically, right, then that's a different animal because you're asking more of Brock Purdy, especially going up against Patrick Mahomes. That might be too much. But because you've got a reliable weapon right next to you in CMC, I think that ultimately tips the scales and making San Francisco a more dynamic offense to answer that question.
Yeah, because you got CMC who can run between the tackles. He can run outside. You can put him in the slot. You can put him out wide, and he's excellent in pass pro. He's what we call a 5-2 back. He's the one of the few backs in the NFL that can play every down. Mm-hmm. He's a one through first down, second down, third down back. He's not a specialty. Some guys, they can only play third down. Some guys, you can only play on first and second down. But he can play. He doesn't have to leave the field, and he normally doesn't leave the field unless he's fatigued or he's dinged, something like that.
Right.
But he's special. He's going to be more so the reason why they win this ball game. Can Kansas City stop that vaunted running game of the 49ers that everything is placated off of? Now the play action, now the boot action comes into effect. But Christian McCaffrey is going to be unbelievable. Back to your point, Kadarius Toney, he'll be ready next year.
You make a good point.
I want to make sure he's healthy for OTAs.
Hey,
I don't want anything to happen.
I got a question for you.
Yes.
We got your two TV partners here.
Yes, yes.
What's the difference?
Man, this dude here, I have no idea what he's going to say. I have a general idea, and that Stephen A., even though we got Disney Unplugged, that's something we're working on behind the scenes. We're going to have to go to Bob Iger's house and have a conversation about Disney Unplugged.
No doubt.
But I think the thing is with Ocho is that we have such a great understanding, and he's from Florida, I'm from Georgia, but we're so opposite. Talking about, he's over here on this spectrum, and I'm way over here. You see all that space in between?
Yeah.
But it works.
Chad, what do you love about working with him?
Everything. For one, he gave me opportunity. Obviously, we are on completely different sides of the spectrum.
Yeah.
And what I've been able to do is I've been able to adapt well, and we bounce very, very well off each other. The chemistry.
You do.
I don't have to talk to him every day.
Yeah.
Sometimes we don't even talk at all.
Mm-hmm.
But when that camera turns on, it's dynamic. It's special. It's magic.
Yep.
And it will always be that way.
Absolutely.
And you know what? They always say you don't know what Chad doing. You don't know what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
But depending on the surrounding I'm in, you already know I'm going to adapt and conduct myself
chameleon
in the right manner.
For me personally, I mean, I'm just looking at it. Shannon said it best when he was on the talk months ago, when we talked about I knew him, but I ain't know him. You know what I'm saying? And then we got to know each other, and I got a lot of love for Shannon and the great work that he does and a great partner that he is on this show.
Yeah.
And this brother right here, when he was an all-world receiver with the Bengals, he was always good to me.
Yeah.
He always talked all the
Shannon's
time.
Shannon's always good to me, too.
You know,
like when he invited me to his party last night, that was good.
You got invited?
Right.
No, I didn't get invited. Chad, I got no invite.
I didn't get an invite.
I got
probably
no invite.
Out.
Oh, you did get
no,
one.
Dad, okay, okay, okay. Dad, you
I
know
didn't
what?
Get one.
I,
got
no I promise you, Shannon sent an invite.
No.
He just used a whole bunch of intermediaries to get the invite
it,
to you. You understand? Hey, because he wants plausible deniability if it gets to you.
Honestly,
that's
so last night I'm at this little Gatorade event, and then everyone's like, oh, you know, we're going to head over to Shannon's party.
Wow.
And I was like, I can't go. I can't crash. It's like wedding crashers.
We invited Rail Plus One.
Shannon's party.
With the shades, man. Wait, I mean, you didn't bring me my shades, man. You didn't
Cartier,
bring some shades.
Cartier, I get you.
I know that.
I'm just saying.
I get you
the guy's number. I got you.
I know where to go.
Oh, you know where to go.
I'm just saying to you that the couple of ones that you had,
yes, sir.
I was like, I thought you would bring me a pair.
I got an extra pair for you. You can take a pair of mine.
I thought we were saving. I thought we were saving.
I am saving.
A Cartier saving, huh?
Oh, yeah, I get these free.
How'd you get out here?
Huh? I flew here on Global Express.
Exactly.
I didn't have to pay nothing, though.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't have to pay nothing.
Chad, biggest X factor for this game?
Biggest X factor? Wait, depending on who I want to win in general, or we have to be, I need better context.
Okay. Biggest X factor in terms of who you want to win, who needs to show up to win?
I would love to see the dynasty talk continue with the Chiefs. So
okay.
I would like Patrick Mahomes to do what he's always done. He doesn't have to do anything extra. He's already dynamic in his own right. But I would love for them to play Kadarius Toney to take some of the pressure off him and add another component to that to them for them offensively.
You think he could catch Tom?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Absolutely.
But not the ring count.
Absolutely.
I think he got a chance. I think he got, you know why, Molly?
Really?
You know why, Molly? Because
absolutely.
Of that Kansas City defense. Because of that Kansas City defense. Because of that Kansas City defense. Listen, this is what Kansas City.
And the defense is young.
Molly,
very young.
This is what Kansas City has done that should make us believe it's possible. To lose Tyreek Hill.
Yes.
To win a Super Bowl after he's gone. Mm-hmm. And for the defense to get you here this time mm-hmm. instead of the offense. So yeah. Last year you won it without Tyreek Hill, even though you were still leaning on your mm-hmm. offense. This year your offense nosedived a bit. And the defense carried you. So mm-hmm. when you see those different components in place, and like Mina Khan said, how they structured this organizationally, mm-hmm. oh yes, with Patrick Mahomes still being him, they got a chance.
The only thing that concerns me is how much longer Andy's going to do it. Coach Belichick and Tom had a two-decade run.
Yeah.
Do you believe that Andy will be around another 6 to 7 years?
I think that's about it. I think it's maxed out at that. But I think he
could Kelsey.
Do that. Hold up. Do you think he needs Andy to do it?
Ooh.
Right?
I have a question. I got the heir apparent to Andy.
Who?
Eric Bieniemy will be back next year.
Mm. Right.
Eric Bieniemy will be back next year. Right. And what I like about the thing of them being able, of him, Patrick Mahomes, being able to catch Tom is the way they can manipulate the cap and always put pieces around right. them offensively. Now, one centerpiece is always going to be there, and that's right. in Patrick Mahomes. So they will always be in contention year in and year out. Yeah. And just building around him, a good supporting cast, you'll be fine.
I don't know if the succession plan that's in place is going to be like Tony Dungy when he left it for what's the guy?
Tony Dungy,
the Colts.
Yes.
And they
right.
left. They had
Caldwell,
a succession.
Caldwell. Jim Caldwell.
They had a succession plan.
Right.
Or the 49ers.
Right.
When Bill Walsh stepped
mm-hmm.
away, right. Seifert stepped in.
Right.
I don't know if there's a succession plan that's in place
right.
in
well,
Kansas
let me,
City
let me
like
throw
that.
This question at the both of you. What do you want? What I mean by that question is this. Do we want the Chiefs to win and to be that dynasty? Or do we want somebody like San Fran to come along, knock them off, so we can have a situation where there's something to look forward to in both conferences when you're talking about a collision course, a confrontation for years and years and years to come? That's a question that we might have to ask ourselves, because if you look at San Francisco, their roster looks better, particularly offensively.
They're better roster.
If Kansas City finds a way to beat, they ain't going to get worse. Kansas City's not going to get worse in the years to come. So if they win this year, you're going to find yourself saying, well, damn, where's the competition?
But I feel like they're both a great story to see Mr. Irrelevant win a Super Bowl for the first time or to see, a burgeoning dynasty that could potentially compete with the Patriots, which we never thought was going to happen.
I think the Chiefs face more obstacles in the AFC than the 49ers will face in the NFC.
Way more.
I mean, Brock Purdy, if on the trajectory that he's on, he's going to get better. Who in the NFC as a team do we see stepping up challenging them?
That's true. Well, listen.
Because now they get their draft picks back.
We did like what we saw from Green Bay.
Yes.
We did like it.
Yeah.
We did like what we saw from Detroit. We did like what we saw from Detroit in the first half.
Right.
I mean, they keep running the football in the second half. Who knows if San Francisco's even here?
Right.
So we're seeing teams on the come up in the NFC now.
But here's the thing. The thing that we saw about the 49ers, they were there last year in the NFC Championship game. If Brock Purdy doesn't get hurt, the 49ers believe they're in the Super Bowl last year.
Okay.
They come back. Now, we don't normally see teams in the NFC come back to NFC Championships like we see teams in the AFC.
Fair enough.
Right.
Fair enough.
All right. Before we go to break, we've been doing this show together for a long time now, right?
8 years.
8 years. Is this the coldest you've ever been? Because I cannot feel my toes right now.
Yes. But
I cannot believe we're in Vegas.
I'm not going to lie. Chad and Shannon saw a war off on
you
me
because
I see them here with no socks.
Hold up.
I can take it. You know what I'm saying?
Chad,
my lighting
like
ass self.
I love the cold.
Aren't you like Mr. Miami?
Yeah, I'm from Miami, but I have an appreciation for the cold because I like to build up to the seasons.
Because you have it once in a while.
I had to interview Ocho Cinco for ESPN years ago. I rolled up in Cincinnati. It was 20 degrees.
Yeah.
The brother was outside waiting for me in a T-shirt.
Yeah, he probably was hoping it was going to snow.
It's 20 degrees. I said, what's wrong with this black man? What is wrong with this black man?
I don't know what y'all talking about. I don't know. I know cold.
It's cold.
I ain't know.
Hey, hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. You can now stream the most MLB games on DirecTV without a satellite dish. Yes, catch the clutch hits, strikeouts, grand salamis, web gems with nothing on your roof. So whoever's up there, whether it's roofers, Santa, birds, old-time chimney sweepers, moody teenagers, thrill-seeking raccoons, you name it, they won't find a satellite dish, but you will find your MLB games on DirecTV. That means DirecTV is your home for baseball this season. Root, root, root with nothing on your roof. Yes, stream your team. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirecTV.com to sign up today. Claim based on the total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Thanks so much for listening to the First Take Pod. Have a fabulous day. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take Podcast. Have you ridden an electric bike yet? Well, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to more exploring time outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range for up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's lectricebikes.com. Prime time, like Dion.
What's up, baby?
Coach.
You know when you call. Y'all call, I'm coming. I'm coming.
It's good to see you, man.
Great to see you.
Absolutely.
My dog got lean and mean, ain't he?
You see that?
He looks good, right?
Growing up like Wet Polyos over here, Tad.
Great. He looked great.
Yeah. Thank you, my brother. I got to give him some credit, too. He was getting on me for eating them damn crunch berries too much. Yeah. He's been getting on me for years. I had to change it up.
You got to eat them almonds.
That's right. Yeah. That's what I've been working on.
You got to eat them almonds.
I ate something. You sent them to me.
Yeah. I don't know if I've ever had this much star power on the First Take set right now. This is a lot of flavor for America. I don't know if they can handle it. This is pretty intense. Guys, speaking of star power, Travis Kelce had some comments. Let me play those for you, and then we'll react to them.
How many wins for Coach Prime in Colorado next year?
Undefeated. I'm taking Prime every single time. I'm not a betting man, but my money's on Prime.
You don't have an IFB in.
Okay. Done. I just want to feel a part of y'all.
That's right. You here.
We here with you. Feel a part of y'all.
So let's talk about this for a second, Prime. I mean, when you look at this Super Bowl right here, what do you think the key is?
Quarterback play.
Okay.
Quarterback play. If I'm San Fran, I'm trying to take Travis Kelce out of the game. I'm doubling the all game. Make these other guys beat me. And in that philosophy, the edge goes to San Fran because you can't take all those pieces that they have out. They have too many weapons offensively to do this. Defense plays a tremendous part, and both defenses have been lights out, but it's going to come down to quarterback play. Somebody's going to make the mistake or mistakes.
Right.
And that's going to be the difference.
How have both of y'all, the two of you, you and Ocho, how have y'all felt when y'all have heard all of the talk and the debate, despite the numbers we've seen from Brock Purdy? Game manager really has to be in an ideal situation and circumstance in order to pull it off. How do you react to that when you heard that stuff about
Stephen
him?
Stephen A., everybody in America has a title, whether you agree with it or not. Mm-hmm. They give us a title.
Yes, sir.
This kid is the best story probably that has been over two decades. Mm-hmm. Coming from what the last player taken to in the Super Bowl, mm-hmm, and lead his team to the Super Bowl because of his play. I love this kid, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, shoot, I'm looking for a Brock Purdy. Mm-hmm. Is it? Brock Purdy. I'm sorry, I can't recruit right now. It's a damn period. I'm sorry, it's a damn period.
I
can't recruit.
I mean, listen, the game manager moniker is really not a bad thing. Okay. You know, someone that does what they're asked to do, mm-hmm, doesn't do too much, and doesn't turn the ball over or make mistakes. Mistakes are going to happen, but he does just what he needs to do to give his team the best opportunity to win.
If you ever come on a set cleaner than me, I know something.
Huh?
I'm just letting you know, I don't play that.
He's colder than you.
I don't play that.
We got the memo time. You see how time dressed? Time.
Yeah, hold on. Why you keep bringing up memos and nobody receives your memos?
No. You supposed to have to set the memo. You the EP.
Let's go. No, he did everything.
Yeah, but I'm saying.
First of all, let's not move another step without commenting on how fly Molly is, okay? Let's just get this straight. This is the baddest girl in the game.
Thank
she
you.
She knows that. She's frozen Thank right you. Now, Ty. She can't say too much.
The problem is she knows it, and she tells us all every morning. No. She tells me she has it
every morning.
Do you see what she's doing?
She tells us every morning, Brian. That's all I'm trying to say.
She's so sophisticated with it. She'll just cross the leg and put the tip of that thing on.
And she and got goosebumps up and down over here. But
she's
anyway,
freezing.
But here's
if you look good, you feel good.
That's right.
If you feel
Somebody
good,
said
they
that.
Play good.
Somebody
if you play good, they pay good.
They pay good.
My
yes,
man.
But Ty, when you hear the term game manager, Patrick Mahomes was a game manager in the second half against the Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
There has to be a time. There's gonna come a time in a ball game. Now Brock Purdy's gonna have to make a play.
He has been. That's why they're there.
I wanted to see every throw matter, every possession matter. Mm-hmm. And we haven't seen a whole lot of that this regular season because they've been so good, they've been ahead of people.
Is that their fault?
No, but I'm saying, in the last 2 weeks, Green Bay and the 49ers. Now the question is, do you trust Brock Purdy against Kansas City's defense, or do you like Mahomes against the 49ers defense?
I trust both of them to do the job. It's going to come down to one of those guys going to make a mistake. The offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, somebody's going to make a mistake.
Glad you mentioned that.
I love both coaches. I'm invested in both coaches. You know, I love me some Andy Reid. Let's just get that straight.
No,
all right. But when you talk about Kyle Shanahan, come on, man.
Oh yeah.
Hold on. I'm going to give the man his props. The man has been to four of the last five NFC championship games, and this is his third straight. But I also saw a man as an offensive coordinator that didn't run the ball enough and lost a 28-3 lead in the Super Bowl. I saw him have a 10-point lead against Kansas City a few years ago, and they blew that one. Mm-hmm. At some point in time, as great as he is, and I'm certainly not questioning his greatness of Coach Prime. Can I look at him and say he got to close
can
the deal?
Can you leave this man yesterday alone and focus on his today?
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen. Can you leave his yesterday?
No.
Hold on.
Focus on his today.
Are you ready for me to get Prime to agree with me? Are you ready for this? I will do no such thing. You know why? They wouldn't do it for you. They wouldn't do it for you. They wouldn't do it for you. Nope. They kept asking y'all to close the deal. Right. How come we can't ask him to close the deal?
You know what? Sometimes people get a little agitated on the set, and I think they're a little hangry, and they need a snack, Stephen A. You know, I always keep snacks on set?
No,
do I?
You don't eat them. You eat them.
Dion, I need to have protein. You got to have protein to keep your shape. Do you have anything that I can eat on the go, Dion? I need snacks.
She won't stop, Shannon. She won't stop.
Take some of those. That's why I'm here. Thank you, Molly.
Yeah, of course.
I'm here today with California Almonds to declare February the 12th, the day after the big game, because we can't call it what it is.
It's
the big game. National Recover Day. All right? I'm not
that's
talking
right.
about kicking your feet up, my brother.
Listen.
I got to make sure you straight, and that's how I recover.
I'm going in.
That's how I'm still
you know
looking
I'm
like
doing.
I'm looking. That's how I'm moving. That's how I'm still stunned like I'm stunned.
And I'm going
don't
in.
You ever wear that again with me on the set. Huh? You know better.
You know
yeah, who
better.
Made this?
You know better.
All right, I made this. You know, I sew.
Just stop.
Yes, I sew.
You sew.
Really?
You never
no,
sew.
I sew.
Yeah,
I sew. Promise.
You
what is
seeds.
Wrong with you?
You
I
seeds.
Made this for
you
sew
seeds.
Exactly.
No, Molly, I sew. Listen,
we
I sew.
We have to go.
Do
we have to go. We have to go. Okay, real quick, one word. Can you give me, who do you have winning it? Are you going Chiefs?
You got to understand, I love me some Travis Kelce. Now, you ain't going to get me to pick against Travis
That's
Kelce.
That's my brother okay. from another
brother. But I do like the 49ers, but I love me some Travis Kelce and
right.
Pat Mahomes.
Okay, we'll leave it there.
Did I say that we may have the first and second pick of the next year's draft? Did I say that plays for Colorado? Did I mention
okay.
that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
just wanted to mention
that.
Just wanted to make sure.
Okay.
Prime time, Deion Sanders, the one
first
and only, gracing your screens in America. Prime, you're the best. We love seeing you.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. When you're on a business trip, you know what goes completely off the rails? Your workout routine. Especially when you book a hotel that doesn't have a gym. So what ends up happening is you do a few push-ups, sit-ups in your room, run around the block, or you just skip it entirely. Lame. If you just stay at La Quinta by Wyndham, you'll discover there's a fully equipped fitness center at every location. Now you can wake up, power your buys or tries the right way, or de-stress with a little cardio. The choice is yours. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com. Listen to this, America. Stephen A. and Shannon will go head-to-head coaching the Celebrity All-Star Game this year. I absolutely love this. Okay, Stephen A., your team's led by Jennifer Hudson.
Yeah.
C.J. Stroud.
I know she can sing.
Jennifer Hudson? Listen.
I won't hear that. Jennifer Hudson can sing, and I love her dearly, and I love her show. Can you shoot?
Okay, you That's got C.J. Stroud.
I believe in him. I believe
you
in C.J. Stroud.
World peace.
I got somebody at Bully Ball.
Right, who does Shannon have?
Oh, you got Micah Parsons. Micah think he can ball.
Jewel Loy.
Oh, you got Loy?
I'm worried about Jewel Loy. I am. But Micah Parsons think he can ball. Meta World Peace going to handle that. He going to handle that.
Nah.
This ain't the football field.
You two taking over Naptown?
Say what?
You two taking over Naptown?
It's what we've been doing.
Oh, I might need to put some money on this game.
He does it his way,
game.
I do it my way.
Yeah.
What do you think would be the safe bet here for me?
We win it.
Because I don't have cash like
we
you guys.
It.
You?
Remember
really?
That photo
what's
that
your,
Shannon?
What's your approach? What's your approach as a coach?
Find the hot man. We'll run a couple pin downs, some flares.
Yep.
You know, pick and roll.
Yeah.
You know, what we're going to do is, you know, Shannon is a bully. So what Shannon's going to do is he's going to try to get physical and all of this other stuff. We're going to use our intellect. We're going to draw some offensive fouls. They're going to do this kind of stuff, all right? We're going to make sure we find the people that can't shoot and make sure they got the ball in their hands, all right? Now, Shannon's going to try to manipulate the officials. He's working with the league office just like Mike Wilbon did years ago in Chicago when they fixed it against me. I expect the fixes in, but I got plans. I got plans to offset that.
The hot man. Somebody going to have a Luka or a Joel Embiid night. So whoever has it going early, we're going to keep it going.
He's going to call LeBron for advice, too. That ain't going to help. That ain't going to help.
You know, he might be my sister.
Who's going to be your MVP?
He might.
I think C.J. Stroud's going to be the MVP.
Micah. We're going to get Micah the MVP. Or
Castanet. C.J. Stroud going to win MVP.
Castanet been practicing. I saw him. I saw some videos he uploaded. He's been working on his game. So
really?
Okay.
He might drop 12.
You guys better get focused. Get up in the gym. Get it going. Get it ready.
He live in the gym.
Yeah, I don't need to go to the gym.
You know what I'm saying?
I ain't about to shoot no basketballs. I hope they're in the gym. Get some
shots
up.
I'll leave you with this. Very fun show. DeMarcus Lawrence, Deion Sanders, primetime.
Shannon got on D-Law a little bit. But you were right.
He said interesting things, though,
he
about
did.
Focus
Fantastic
and being
him.
Tired. He did not throw anybody under the bus.
He
left his teammates
well.
Class act, but I've read between the lines a little there. You can see a little what the issue is.
Yeah.
Guys, here's the deal. Tomorrow, I'm going to be in a full parka. And I'm going to have a giant blanket.
I thought you couldn't afford such things.
And I don't care, because it is freezing out here.
Yeah.
Freezing.
I thought you couldn't afford such things. Apparently, you get more money than you led us to believe.
All right.
Yes.
Well, I can't hear anything, so I don't know if the show's over right now. But thank you for watching. We'll be back here tomorrow. Same time, same place. These two characters and more. Bye, guys. Be safe.